Welcome to day 71 of My Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries. Yesterday, we started to read from the book of Deuteronomy. This is the fifth book of the Pentateuch, or the five books of Moses. And we have come to the place where this is at the end of Moses' life, the children of Israel about to go into the promised land. And Moses is speaking here in Deuteronomy chapters 3 and 4 as we begin today. And he's recounting the history of all that's occurred with the children of Israel as they went through the wilderness, and giving them some very important recommendations, things to remember, and things to be very careful about. So they are being prepared for their entrance into the promised land through Moses's retelling of the history and exhortations to be faithful to God. So today we're reading from the New American Standard Bible, Deuteronomy chapters 3 and 4, beginning at Deuteronomy 3, verse 1. Moses is the speaker as we begin. Then we turned and went up the road to Bashan, and Og, king of Bashan, with all his people, came out to meet us in battle at Edrei. But the Lord said to me, "Do not fear him, for I have delivered him and all his people and his land into your hand, and you shall do to him just as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon." So the Lord our God delivered Og also, king of Bashan, with all his people into our hand, and we smote them until no survivor was left. We captured all his cities. At that time, there was not a city which we did not take from them, 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. All these were cities fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many unwalled towns. We utterly destroyed them, as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the animals and the spoil of the cities we took as our booty. Thus we took the land at that time from the hand of the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, from the valley of Arnon to Mount Hermon. Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites call it Seir. All the cities of the plateau and all Gilead and all Bashan as far as Salakah and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, for only Og, king of Bashan, was left of the remnant of Rephaim. Behold, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. It is in Rabbah of the sons of Ammon. Its length was 9 cubits, and its width 4 cubits by ordinary cubit. So we took possession of this land at that time, from Aroer, which is by the valley of Arnon, and half the hill country of Gilead, and its cities, I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. The rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob. Concerning all Bashan, it is called the land of Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob as far as the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and they called it, that is, Bashan, after his own name, Havoth Jair, as it is to this day. To Machir I gave Gilead. To the Reubenites and to the Gadites I gave from Gilead, even as far as the valley of Arnon, the middle of the valley as a border, and as far as the river Jabbok, the border of the sons of Ammon. The Arabah also, with the Jordan as a border, from Chinnereth even as far as the Sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, at the foot of the slopes of Pisgah on the east. Then I commanded you at that time, saying, "The Lord your God has given you this land to possess it. All you valiant men shall cross over armed before your brothers, the sons of Israel, but your wives and your little ones and your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall remain in your cities which I have given you, until the Lord gives rest to your fellow countrymen as to you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God will give them beyond the Jordan. Then you may return every man to his possession which I have given you." I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings. So the Lord shall do to all the kingdoms into which you are about to cross. Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you. I also pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such works and mighty acts as yours? Let me, I pray, cross over and see the fair land that is beyond the Jordan, that good country and Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me on your account and would not listen to me. And the Lord said to me, Enough, speak to me no more of this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift up your eyes to the west and north and south and east and see it with your eyes, for you shall not cross over this Jordan. But charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go across at the head of this people, and he will give them as an inheritance the land which you will see. So we remained in the valley opposite Beth Peor. Chapter 4. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to perform, so that you may live and go in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I am commanding you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in the case of Baal Peor. For all the men who followed Baal Peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you. But you, who held fast to the Lord your God, are alive today, every one of you. See, I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do thus in the land where you are entering to possess it. So keep and do them. For that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God whenever we call on him? Or what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this whole law which I am setting before you today? Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, Assemble the people to me, that I may let them hear my words, so they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. You came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the very heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and thick gloom. Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but you saw no form, only a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, that is, the Ten Commandments. And he wrote them on two tablets of stone. The Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might perform them in the land where you are going over to possess it. So watch yourselves carefully, since you did not see any form on the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire, so that you do not act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water below the earth. And beware not to lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven, and be drawn away and worship them and serve them, those which the Lord your God has allotted to all the people under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be a people for his own possession as today. Now, the Lord was angry with me on your account and swore that I would not cross the Jordan, and that I would not enter the good land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. For I will die in this land. I shall not cross the Jordan, but you shall cross and take possession of this good land. So watch yourselves that you do not forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. When you become the father of children and children's children, and have remained long in the land, and act corruptly, and make an idol in the form of anything, and do that which is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you will surely perish quickly from the land where you are going over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not live long on it, but will be utterly destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord drives you. There you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things have come upon you, in the latter days you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. Indeed, ask now concerning the former days which were before you, since the day that God created man on the earth, and inquire from one end of the heavens to the other, has anything been done like this great thing, or has anything been heard like it? Has any people heard the voice of God speaking from the midst of the fire as you have heard it and survived? Or has a God tried to take for himself a nation from within another nation by trials, by signs and wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by an outstretched arm, and by great terrors, as the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord, he is God. There is no other besides him. Out of the heavens he let you hear his voice to discipline you, and on earth he let you see his great fire, and you heard his words from the midst of the fire. Because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their descendants after them, and he personally brought you from Egypt by his great power, driving out from before you nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in and to give you their land for an inheritance as it is today. Know therefore today, and take it to your heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. So you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I am giving you today, that it may go well with you and with your children after you, and that you may live long on the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Then Moses set apart three cities across the Jordan to the east, that a manslayer might flee there, who unintentionally slew his neighbor without having enmity toward him in time past, and by fleeing to one of these cities he might live. Bezer in the wilderness on the plateau for the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. Now this is the law which Moses set before the sons of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the sons of Israel when they came out from Egypt, across the Jordan, in the valley opposite Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the sons of Israel defeated when they came out from Egypt. They took possession of his land and the land of Og, king of Bashan. the two kings of the Amorites, who were across the Jordan to the east, from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, even as far as Mount Sion, that is Hermon, with all the Arabah across the Jordan to the east, even as far as the sea of the Arabah at the foot of the slopes of Pisgah. This is the end of today's scripture reading. Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now, let's continue with today's devotional. In today's scripture reading, we find Moses exhorting the Israelites about things that have happened in the past. And there's one particular section that I want to bring to your attention today that I believe will really encourage you. Moses is reminding the Israelites about past battles that God had won for them and encouraging them that the battles they're about to face, that God will help them. He said, "I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, 'Your eyes have seen all that the Lord your God has done to these two kings, so the Lord shall do to all the kingdoms into which you're about to cross.'" And then here's the most beautiful verse: "Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you." Do you know that the Lord your God is the one fighting for you? He knows the battles you are facing right now. He knows the battles you've had in the past, and by His grace you've come through them. You've won, you've moved forward, you were not destroyed by them. And He knows that you're facing new battles today and tomorrow. And yet the Lord tells us through this scripture, "Do not fear, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you." These people of Israel had a covenant relationship with God, and the promise that God gave them was that the Lord Himself would fight for them. They weren't going to have to do it all in their own strength. They had to step forward by faith. They had to believe God. They had to move ahead. They had to head in the direction of the promised land, step over the border. And all of those things are true for us today. We have to make steps of faith. We have to trust God. We have to move in the direction He's told us. But you do not have to rely on your own strength to win the battle. God, the Lord Himself, is the one fighting for you. I love that statement here in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22. The Lord, your God, is the one fighting for you. Many years ago, there was a missionary to some Pacific Island nation called the New Hebrides Islands, and this missionary's name was John Patton. And one night, very angry, hostile natives from the tribes in the area surrounded the mission compound, and they were intent upon burning the mission compound down and killing all the missionaries. They were very angry that these missionaries were there trying to convert their tribesmen, and they were determined to kill them. So that entire night was filled with terror because they were surrounded. There was angry mob around the mission compound. They could hear them. They could hear the anger, and it was seemed to be just increasing, and the numbers of men were increasing. And literally, John Patton and his wife prayed that whole terror-filled night that God would somehow deliver them. When daylight came, they were astonished when they looked through their window and saw all their attackers leaving the compound area. About a year later, the chief of that tribe was converted to Christ. Patton remembered very clearly what had happened on that night, and he asked the chief, what was it that kept him from burning down the house, the missionary compound, and killing them? The chief replied in surprise, well, who were all those men with you there? The missionary knew there was no men present. It was only himself and his wife inside that mission compound. But the chief said that he was afraid to attack because he had seen hundreds of big men in shining garments with drawn swords circling the mission station. It is your God, the Lord your God, is the one fighting for you. Like those missionaries experienced in a very significant and powerful way, that it was the Lord their God who literally sent his angels with swords to fight on their behalf, to guard them, to protect them. They didn't have to win that battle in their own strength. They were in prayer, they were in faith, believing God was able to deliver them, and they saw with their own eyes the results of God fighting for them. You know, it's the same for us today. God says to you, you've seen all that the Lord your God has done in the previous battles in your life and how he's brought you through. Now, don't be afraid to cross into the next battle, to move forward toward the next place of victory for your life. Don't be afraid of what you see coming down the road. Do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one fighting for you. That's the promise of Scripture to you today in your situation. No matter what you're facing, I want to encourage you. Take this Scripture from Deuteronomy 3:22 and say about your own situation, I am not going to be afraid, for it is the Lord my God who's the one fighting for me. Tell that to your spouse. Tell that to your children. Tell that to yourself. Go through the day. Say, I will not fear because the Lord my God is the one fighting for me. Put your trust in the Lord. This is a promise from God for us. For those who are in covenant relationship with the Lord, you have this promise for your own life. And what an encouragement it is. Because the truth is, we can't do anything in our own strength. Jesus himself said, without me, you can do nothing. And that's the truth. We can only trust, pray, believe God, walk by faith, but it is the Lord your God who will be the one fighting for you. God bless you and give you a victorious week. If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the Word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia, 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.